Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. What is your preference when it comes to describing this time of year? Is it Christmas time or the holiday season? Some retailers who may be trying to be all things to all people apparently didn't know what was in store for them this year. They've been under intense pressure to put Christmas, that word, back into their marketing efforts. Joining us is New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace, Bob Moon. Bob, who's pushing this campaign and how has it been going so far?
Hi, Alex. Well, first of all, it's been playing out quite successfully, actually. It's being pushed by a number of different groups on several different fronts. There's a story in today's Los Angeles Times that puts together numerous instances this year where Christian groups have successfully pressured some of the big retail chains to put more mentions of Christmas in their advertising. Target, for example, had kicked off the season with a rather generic theme that used terms like holiday plates, holiday leggings, holiday ornaments, and even holiday trees. Well, that triggered an online petition drive that drew about 500,000 people who signed on to boycott that chain. And Target has now changed its holiday tune, so to speak. It's promising to put more Christmas into its marketing leading up to the holiday. Likewise, the Lowe's Home Improvement chain, it had put up banners outside its stores across the country to sell, quote-unquote, holiday trees. Well, in that case, there was a big phone-in campaign, and Lowe's has now removed those banners in favor of signs that calls them Christmas trees. Early in the season, you may recall, there was the same kind of pressure against Walmart's holiday, or should I say Christmas marketing. Macy's got hit with a similar outcry last year. This year, it did some preemptive promotion. It sent activists a message that said it's going to be using Merry Christmas a lot more.
I know that Fox News has been railing about this. I've seen Bill Riley going on about it. How about groups like the ACLU? Have they anything to say?
Yeah, one ACLU official is suggesting that it's very un-Christmas-like to force people to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And some critics do accuse the left, or on the left, do accuse the right, that is, of creating something of a controversy here just to stir up voters. As you mentioned, the Fox News Channel, John Gibson on the Fox News Channel, has a book out. It's called The War on Christmas, How the Liberal Plot to Ban the Sacred Christmas Holiday is Worse Than You Thought.
Is the campaign just focused on retailers or more widespread?
Well, it's aimed also at government observances of the holiday, too. There's a group called the Liberty Council. It claims it has 1,500 volunteer attorneys ready to sue any town that puts up a holiday display and keeps out nativity scenes. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the underlying economics behind neighborhood wine tastings.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Thank you, Bob. And we'll note Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Here's a classical musician on stage fright.